Welcome students to the module of the poem Animals from your textbook First Flight for class 10th English. Here we will attempt to understand the poem Animals. So let's know something about the poet, and the discussion about the poem will follow. The poet Walt Whitman was born on 31st May 1819 and he passed away on 26th March 1892. He was an acclaimed American poet, essayist and journalist. He is generally regarded as the father of free verse. Among his most popular poems are O Captain, My Captain, O Me, O Life, Out of the Cradle Endlessly Rocking, I Hear America Singing, Leaves of Grass, Song of Myself, and so on. Before we get to understand the lines and the complete gist of the poem, let us know the overall idea of the poem. Here, the poet expresses his will to turn to animals in the poem, as he finds animals far better than human beings. He finds human beings as greedy and jealous of each other. According to the poet, animals are calm and composed, and they are self-controlled. Owing to their virtues, the poet desires the company of animals. Now, the explanation of the poem will help us understand and appreciate this poem much better. Here, the poet Walt Whitman feels like living in the world of animals. Their world attracts him a lot due to their qualities. They are the self-owners of virtues like peacefulness and self-restraint. These two qualities, or you can call them virtues, are no longer the ornaments of humans. The poet admires animals as they are free from greed for worldly possessions and achievements, while greed is rampant in the lives of human beings. The poet is very much fascinated by their self-contained nature. Animals do not interfere in the lives of others, and they are content, that is, satisfied in their own lives. These special traits make the poet feel amazed at them. And so, he stares long and long at them. Human beings have several reasons for despair and despondency. They grumble for every trivial thing. On the contrary, the poet does not find animals cry out for the things they lose. Animals neither get involved in misdeeds, nor do they have regret for anything. They keep their sorrows unto themselves. They do not lie like humans. Instead, they are very much truthful. The poet misses any boastful talk among animals. Human beings brag a lot even of their duty to the Almighty. The poet therefore dislikes the boastfulness of human beings as they indulge themselves in exhibiting their good deeds and religiousness too. This imprudent nature of human beings has the sole purpose of winning people's applause and popularity. The poet abhors, means dislikes, this aspect of human beings, and for want of this undesirable nature, the poet Walt Whitman admires animals. They are never dissatisfied like humans. They are satisfied with whatever they have. And they are never seen crazy about worldly possessions and comforts. Walt Whitman does not find any hierarchy in the world of animals. No one has inferiority or superiority complex in them. There is no one more important or insignificant because in their world, no one is more respectable than another animal. They are not bound to bow down to any other animal. There is no issue of poverty or affluence in the realm of animals. Altogether, they practice the principle of equality. Happiness and sorrow are equal in their view. Unlike humans, they are never extremely happy or sad. They lead a balanced life. They do not need to show their devotion to the Almighty. They are honest in exhibiting their relations to other animals, and they show what they are. The poet observes all these wonderful traits in the animals, and having observed all these characteristics in them, the poet Walt Whitman takes to contemplation as to where from animals have got all these wonderful qualities. He wonders where he has lost those qualities. He thinks human beings did possess those virtues or qualities such as truthfulness, innocence, kindness, peacefulness, and so on. He concludes that human beings abandoned them all with time, and these virtues ultimately turned over to the animals. So overall, we can summarize this poem in these words. The poet aspires to live with animals and to experience a world of no complaints and a world free from evils and regrets. The central idea of the poem is not to admire how good animals are, but to compare humans with them, with the sole purpose of emphasizing on the shortcomings in their nature. Walt Whitman feels that perhaps long ago, humans possessed all these qualities or virtues, such as calmness, contentment, and happiness. But they have now lost them. The poet makes us ponder over the loss of these virtues. Walt Whitman has a strong desire to learn from animals, because they do not possess any kind of falsehood. The poet is therefore very much amazed at their qualities. He wishes to get those qualities back, though he had left them carelessly. He believes that man has made his life filled with stress, depression, unhappiness, tension or anxiety. Hence, Walt Whitman longs to turn away from living with other humans. He likes to live in the company of animals. In the end, it can be concluded that the poet Walt Whitman admires animals for being better human beings. So, we can say that the message of the poem Animals is loud and clear, that those virtues which the poet finds or notices in animals are very important, are very significant, and because he misses all of them among humans, he has a strong desire to leave the world of human beings and join the world of animals. It is for this very important reason that the poet wants to convey through this poem that being civilized person, we should have maintained all those qualities, but carelessly we dropped all those virtues. We paid no attention to all these beautiful qualities which actually make us humans. And those qualities are surprisingly noticed in animals. And therefore, the poet Walt Whitman is very fond of animals than human beings. Thank you, students.